Welcome to In the Garden with Keith Ramsey from the Garden Supply Company in Cary, North Carolina. We know better, so you grow better.
Well, this morning I brought in Stephen Petriliak, who manages our nursery, and we were talking about all the number of things that people are bringing in this summer. Leaves and brown spots on them and insect problems and plants that have been overwatered and underwatered. So we thought we would talk about that today and give people options as far as what you can do. One of the things that we always recommend doing is taking pictures, bringing in samples. We can usually diagnose a problem and then make recommendations as far as how to rectify that. What kind of things have you been seeing in the nursery, Stephen?
This time of year, we're seeing a lot of fungus and disease, bacteria, viruses can be another issue. There's a lot of stressors right now. You know, we go through one of the driest springs on record to now, I think, 10 or 11 inches above what the average is. That can really get plants stressed out and confused. So a lot of the pictures people are bringing in, yellowing leaves, spots on leaves, leaves dropping off trees. And I think a lot of the causes are related to the weather conditions. Under-fertilizing or over-fertilizing is another issue that can lead to those problems. We always recommend either bringing in cuttings or sending us pictures or bringing in pictures. We can properly diagnose the issue, give them the right treatment, and go from there.
One of the things that we've talked about a number of times is watering issues and overwatering and underwatering, and how it sounds like we're clueless when people ask if we think it was overwatered or underwatered. And it's the same kind of look, overwatered, the plant doesn't have oxygen to take up water, so it dies of drought. And you're sitting there looking at a plant, and it's sometimes it's just questions and answers to be able to figure out what exactly the issue is. But right now, overwatering is always one of those things that's a little harder to rectify because it's more of a planting issue, a height of the plant, elevating the plant in the ground. Sometimes it's raising that plant up or diverting water from around that plant. With heavy clay, it's almost like having a bowl, and you get that plant in there and it's hard to have that water to drain off.
And I think a big factor too is a lot of times customers can come in with issues and they feel like they might need to be defensive. The biggest thing for me is for them to be completely honest about whatever their issue is. So if we ask how often you're watering, tell us the truth right off the bat. We want the customer to be successful with everything, whether it's a plant that they got from us or they didn't get from us. So a lot of times they'll try to find a way to tell you that they're watering it the way that they think you want them to water it. So they'll tell you they've watered it two or three times a week. And then the next thing is, well, how long are you watering it for? Do you go out there and spray it with a sprinkler for a few minutes? Or especially newly planted plants need to be deeply watered less often as opposed to constantly watering for short amount of time.
I feel like that's when I go to the dentist and he's like, have you been flossing? I'm like, you see my mouth.
Right.
Why do we got to play this game, man? Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, I floss every day, twice a day. I floss in the morning. I floss at lunch. We do get a lot of that. And it's, I think people want to do the right thing and they want to feel like they did the right thing. They don't want to be part of the failure in the process. But educating people to water correctly or to plant correctly is what we're there for. And then when something's not working out, if they can bring in pictures and bring in cuttings, we've got like a huge staff of people. And if you're not in our neighborhood or right in our area, going to a Home Depot or a Lowe's, those guys, they don't necessarily know horticulture. They don't understand the science behind the plants. And so going to a local garden center in our area, a Garden Hut, a Logan's, a Homewood, for garden's sake, a local garden center that's got people that are really knowledgeable about plants. And it takes quite a few years to be able to look at a plant in the landscape or look at a picture or look at a leaf and really be able to diagnose. And typically, a lot of times, it's not definitively, it's 90%. It's an overwatering scenario.
So you mentioned earlier you get a lot of fungus because there's been so much rain lately. How do you treat that? What's a treatment look like for fungus?
So it's giving the plant a little bit more light sometimes. It's treating it preventatively with a fungicide. That's another thing that I see people come in and they'll say, and this kind of bridges to the whole pollinator scenario. A lot of the pollinator problems are chemicals and pollutants and things that are going on in the environment. But people come in and they'll show you a picture of a bottle and they're like, this work. And homeowners don't understand the difference between an insecticide and a fungicide. It's something to spray on a plant an insecticide that's made for something that you're going to use in your home or an insecticide that you're going to use on your plant. Can I spray this on the plant? No, Absolutely not. It's for spiders in your house. And then just understanding the difference between a fungicide and an insecticide and or a system. There's foliar systemics you can spray on the plant and it goes into the leaves. And then there's systemics you can put on the ground that the plant takes up and protects the plant from the inside out. But fungicides is what you would put on this time of year for fungal related issues on the leaves or in the roots.
And it's funny you say that thing about showing us a picture of a bottle. So if it's not an existing customer that we've already had in the store, they're used to going to Ace Hardware, Lowe's, or Home Depot. So many of the new customers that we have that come in and they're like, I bought this and then I went back and I bought this and they got these two or three different products that they've gotten from Lowe's that they did or did not have any guidance on. And that's where I'm like, okay, going forward, you just come here first, being ahead of the game. Not everybody walks around their yard every day checking out every plant. But the worst thing you can do is just wait till the last minute and then try to play catch up, especially things that you've planted recently. Keep an eye on if it starts to turn color or you start to notice anything about it. Catching it before it's too far gone is the best thing you can do.
And on that note, there's a lot of insect and disease problems that a lot of times somebody will come in with a powdery mildew issue and we're getting towards summertime. Most powdery mildew functions really well between 60 and 70 degrees. So that's when you're going to see the problems really show up on foliage. If it gets hot and dry, that problem will go away on its own. So sometimes you're recommending to the customer, go ahead and fertilize the plant, give it a boost of energy, but don't apply the fungicide yet. Or somebody will bring you an azalea leaf. And if you go out and if you've got azaleas and you go out and you flip the leaf over this time of year, you'll see brown specks all over the back. And it's residue from insect problems that were there a month ago. But if you go out there and spray the whole bush, you're just spraying the whole bush. You're polluting your environment. It's not benefiting pollinators. It's not benefiting your dog or your kids. And it's not benefiting the plant. So you've missed that window to spray it. And so getting good information about when to rectify that situation, and it's going to be next spring when the plant's in bloom. So azaleas, you spray right as they're going out of bloom, you spray them preventatively, or you fertilize them with a systemic insecticide. So that protects them moving into the season when you would have lacewing. But knowing that life cycle of the insect and when to spray and what to spray is just, it's going to be beneficial to the environment. It's going to be beneficial to the plant.
Thanks for listening. This episode is complete. If you're in the Raleigh area, find the Garden Supply Company at 1421 Old Apex Road in Cary, North Carolina. Find out more on our website at mygardensupplycompany.com or follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Garden Supply CO. Until next time, we know better, so you grow better.